Cape Talk.
Talking Tech.
So, of course, Talking Tech this morning with Alistair Fairweather, technology consultant at Plainspeak. Good morning, sir. Good having you on the show. Now,
yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. So Huawei says that it's ready to unveil its own alternative to Android called Harmony. Now, Harmony is called Hongmeng in Chinese. It is completely different from Android and iOS. So let's talk a little bit about this. Surely everybody uses Google and all sorts of other stuff which we traditionally find on your iOS and your Android. How is Harmony going to make that experience seamless?
Yeah, it's you're putting your finger on a very important sort of fact of economics and of operating systems, and that's really that they're normally natural duopolies or even monopolies. If you think about the fact that your computer is almost definitely one of, well, it's definitely one of two operating systems. It's either got Windows or it's got a Mac operating system. Mm-hmm. And Windows, in that case, is the enormous winner in that market. They've still got 90-ish percent. In the mobile operating system market, it's a slightly less intense, but only very slightly. Android's about 80% worldwide, or just a bit more, and Mac's operating system, which is called iOS, is about 15 to 20, depending. So there's no room left for anyone else. Even a company as big as Microsoft couldn't actually muscle their way into that market. Their operating system, mobile operating system, is essentially dead. So I wish Huawei good luck, and they might succeed. But the reality is that people don't care about operating systems; they care about what the operating systems do for them. And the people who build the pieces of software that use the operating system, the developers, you know, the entrepreneurs who make Airbnb or even Gmail apps, they want to be able to build the first few platforms and reach as many people as possible. Mm. Two is already expensive. Three is an order of magnitude more expensive. So I have my doubts.
Well, I mean, if there is a massive swing towards Harmony in, let's say, China, and we know that just in terms of population size, market value, that might be a good bargaining chip for Harmony to say, well, actually, if you want your Gmail to work here, if you want, you know, some of the other products that are really popular that a lot of people use to work in, let's say, Russia or China, then you're going to have to do a deal with us. I mean, that could be one very far flung possibility.
It could be. So the one thing where I unfortunately have to disagree with you is that Chinese can't use Gmail already. They're blocked by the Great Firewall of China. But certainly other large markets, I mean, you point to Russia, that's not, it's not impossible. There's a few things that they need to get right. They need to make the operating system very good. That sounds like something that a few billion dollars should sort out. But the reality is it's not both Nokia and Microsoft failed to do this, so it's not impossible, but it's a very big challenge, especially one for them to do in the next 2 or 3 years, which they're claiming to do. Google spent the better part of 7 years developing Android, and they started with another base. They started with the Linux or Unix as their kernel, so they didn't start from scratch. So I mean, it would be great. I'm a market capitalist, so I like competition.
Yeah,
but they really are going to have to push a rock up a hill, and I wish them the best of luck. But the biggest thing for them is to get enough critical mass of the most important app developers onto their platform.
Right.
Because human beings don't really think about operating system versus hardware. Really, they think my phone does the following things, and they don't differentiate between whether that is software or hardware.
Exactly.
So if they get a new Huawei and they suddenly can't do the thing that they really like to do.
Yeah.
They're going to be annoyed, and that's the annoyance and the disappointment that the Huawei guys need to figure out how they can get around.
Well, exactly. So, I buy the Huawei, and then all of a sudden, I can't access my 3,000 WhatsApp contacts. Now I can't be chatting to my aunt, my uncle, my friends, and all the rest of it.
Or your F&B app, or your Absa app.
Absolutely.
You know, the F&B guys are going to be a lot slower at rolling out to a new operating system than, say, WhatsApp, who has a vested interest. But even WhatsApp could be a problem if the Chinese are fighting with Facebook, and Facebook is, you know, because Facebook owns WhatsApp. So it's a difficult thing.
But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's a lot of chest beating from a political perspective. Huawei did say it is their second option. They still prefer Android. And I'm almost, well, I'm 90% certain that they will continue using Android once the politicians deal with all their issues, quite frankly.
Sure, sure. I agree with you. I'm more than 90% certain. There really would have to be a proper... I mean, yep. The trade war would really have to step up to another gear before they actually decided to spend a lot of money on something which will earn them nothing.
Now, Alistair, how much do you know about this new phone that they've patented, would be the best word to use for that, the one that folds from a normal phone into a little mini tablet? I mean, it's quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah, quite a bit. It's a very, very difficult engineering problem, which none of them have really succeeded in. Quite a lot of the large companies have done one. Samsung's done one. Huawei's done one. A few other Chinese companies have come out with them that we've never heard of, like tiny makers. If they can get it right, it could be a wonderful thing. But I think that the foldable phones are a sign of how saturated and mature the smartphone market is. And by that I mean that if that's the gimmick we're looking for to make people excited about a phone again, you can tell that it is just a gimmick, and that smartphones have become something which are sort of a known quantity.
Yeah.
That's obviously not very good for the mature manufacturers, particularly Samsung and Apple, who rule the roost, because that means that their Chinese imitators and competitors, like Huawei, for that matter, can figure out what a smartphone is, what people want out of it, and then make something really beautiful, which they have managed to do.
Absolutely.
So this foldable stuff, it might turn into a revolution, but to me right now it looks like a gimmick and one which will mostly result in people having a dead spot in the middle of their screens. I'm a grumpy skeptic. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
It might end up like, the fridge with the TV integrated into it. Anyway, Alistair Fairweather, great chatting to you, technology consultant at Planespeak.